Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I know. Isn't it a little bit too hot for golf today? 86? Is that really where you want it? It's not exactly perfect conditions for golf. I bring this up with Ian Harditz on the line. We've talked to Ian many times, and some of those times he's just ready to tee off when we talk to him.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
I wouldn't want to be playing right now, but 7 this morning until about 10:30, it was just beautiful outside.
Ian, are you on the golf course? Are you fresh off? Are you headed there? What's the situation?
I had 9 in yesterday. I actually got Mrs. Harditz to join me and sit in the cart trying to not look too bored. So that was a fun time. But I'm with you. Over 85 is pretty rough out there, man. But you know what? Last 2 months, every time I've gone out there, it's been so windy and rainy that I'm not going to complain too much.
How well do you play? Bulldog's good.
Oh, I am very, very bad. I mean, if I can break 100, I'm doing pretty good at myself. I'm just trying to worry about the next shot and hopefully get the ball in the air. If I'm just, again, avoiding the 5, the 6, flubs where the ball goes 5 yards, I feel like I had a pretty good round.
I feel like I didn't see you at the Memorial last weekend, so
no,
I guess this lines up. Right in your backyard, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was there on a Friday. It was just so freaking rainy. It was pretty funny, though. I felt bad for, all the women obviously want to go look nice at the golf tournament. They got their new dresses and fancy shoes, and just everyone was in the mud with ponchos. But I ended up being a pretty good time
right.
Anyway.
I've heard stories about people who have their significant others ride along. Was this at your suggestion? Was this her idea? Was this just a way to make sure you could spend some time together in your busy lives? Like, how did this come to be?
I think I'd just been escaping away the golf course so much. She either wanted to verify I have been back been golfing this afternoon. It was a nice day, and she had the day off of work. So we decided to make it happen. So a couple of my buddies brought their girls a time or two. So she wasn't about to let that one get away from me.
All right. Ian Harditz, Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life, Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR. Let's just start off with getting a couple or at least one more general observation from you, Ian, about this year in the streets so far. Last year, as we've talked about, and kind of everybody knows it, either through good or bad experiences, the running back, apocalypse or whatever, just like all the older running backs a lot of us tried to avoid ended up having huge years. And I don't know, this year, to my eyes, there hasn't been too much of a reaction to that. I mean, Barkley goes early, Derrick Henry early second, but I don't know, I wanted it to be more. Ian, I wanted to see drafters spend more capital on older running backs like Kamara and Connor, other guys who 6, 7 round picks, did great. I haven't really seen it. Are you seeing it, and does it surprise you either way?
I mean, McCaffrey is now available basically at the end of round one for the first time, you know, what, 6 or 7 years or something like that. So he's kind of being impacted a little bit, but that's honestly probably more due to the injury than anything overly about the age. I'm with you. I think it's usually priced in. I mean, and honestly, it's similar to something with some of the wide receivers, you know, the Stephon Diggs of the world who are still available pretty cheap as well. So, you know, with Derrick Henry, again, someone we're going round two and on a half PPR site, you know, I'm pretty much fine eating that up because, again, just – other than a bad injury happening, don't worry, I'm knocking on wood. Like, I just don't know how this guy is going to bust in that Ravens offense. Similar sentiment, of course, with Saquon and Philly. So Alvin Kamara, even like Joe Mixon, I mean, these guys to be available in round five plus, I just feel like people are still kind of just saying, all right, you know, 2024, a little bit of a weird year, and they're just going right back to the zero RB, you know, hive and street. So I've been, you know, pretty happy getting Kamara where he is because, again, it's one of these situations where really stands out as a player where, yeah, you're drafting him right now, RB20, when in reality, he's just lost back-to-back top five seasons per game, and I'm pretty sure once you get to week one, he's going to be right back there at the top. So I will say, man, you know, we're getting news right now, J.K. Dobbins heading to Denver to visit. I just wonder, you know, Saints, obviously, Kamara, you know, they've got the contract, maybe they sit tight, but week 7, week 8 comes along, team's not looking that good. Maybe Sean Payton's a little bit underwhelmed with R.J. Harvey. Mm. Like, where would Kamara be going if he actually had him as the RB1 in Denver, man? Because I know it wouldn't be outside the top 60 picks like he is right now.
Mm. Do you think running back has, like, reestablished its value? This is not so much in a fantasy context, but, like, just as a position of value after the big guys got paid. Well, to an extent, Henry really didn't get a monster contract last year, but he got one now off of the season he had. Barkley got a big contract and then an even bigger one here. Jacobs got a big one last year. But I don't know, this offseason, other than Henry and Barkley getting padded, I don't know that – did we have big running back contracts? Like, did last year amount to, like, a flag being planted as, like, it's turning back where running back value by teams is going to be more appreciated?
The way I'm looking at it is I think it was a good indicator that if you already have the infrastructure, you have a quarterback, you have an offensive line, decent scheme, like the running back can be that cherry on top of your sundae. You just don't want to exactly, you know, put the cherry in an empty bowl and try to, you know, build up that way. So, again, one of these things where Jacobs, Henry, Saquon, I mean, none of them had good advanced numbers in 2023. That's why a lot of people were concerned about what they were going to do with their new teams. But, yeah, it turns out going from the Raiders to the Packers and the Titans to the Ravens and the Giants to the Eagles, you know, that's that offensive environment certainly played a big role in those guys bouncing back in a major way. So, you know, again, kind of seen this in Buffalo right now with James Cook certainly being unhappy about not getting his extra extension. And I don't know if the Bills even necessarily need to go out of their way to do that with, you know, the way the NFL has made players holding out, not overly in their favor in recent years. But overall, you know, a heck of a year for the position. And, hey, man, when they can stay healthy, certainly, you know, top of the top, you still do some big things.
With Ian Harditz, let's talk about Cook. I don't know if you're interested in what we think. I mean, I think he's said enough. He's been public enough with his wanting a bigger deal. I mean, he's right there. Henry got his deal, and there's James Cook with the eyeballs, like, immediately. He's taking every opportunity. I don't know. You don't do that and then show up for minicamp, right? Like, you have to go past. You have to go to training camp.
You have to miss something mandatory.
Summer. Right. Yeah, you have to miss something mandatory. But he really does not have very much leverage in, especially some of the points you made about the positional value and everything. He's got a contract for this year. It's 5.3 or 4. And, you know, the touchdowns last year, 18 total touchdowns. He's clearly trying to cash in on that, kind of like McLaurin, who had a big touchdown spike for Washington. And I feel like what will probably happen is the Bills will give him a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere in the middle. That's kind of what usually happens. So all I'm saying is I'm not expecting, you know, a catastrophe when it comes to Cook. I feel like he'll be here.
And, we've seen this. I think it was actually Saquon's last year with the Giants. Like, they kind of yielded, okay, here's some extra contract incentives that you can go out there and try to get. So I'm with you where they'll probably get something done. Because, I mean, hey, last time we saw him, he looked like one of the best players on the field in that AFC championship. Certainly is their best option at the position. But, you know, I believe we're still at the point where Brandon Bean has never given, you know, a running back they drafted that second deal. Now it's pretty much only been Singletary and Cook, so not the largest sample in the world. But, you know, I go back to, I believe, that Jets game where Cook was out, really annoying.
Yep.
Football, still not mad about losing that fantasy matchup or anything. But with Cook, again, like for Ray Davis to step in and do what he did, Ty Johnson, you know, I think one of the more underrated third down backs in the league, actually just finished first in terms of yards per touch last season. I mean, just truthfully, guys, like, do you think that the Bills' win total would change at all this year if James Cook decided that he was taking the season off? And again, I would probably say no. I don't think it would. I don't think the point spreads would change hardly at all if you take him out of the picture. Again, he's the best option, but just how reliant that position is on everyone else on the offense, I think that's probably where the Bills are thinking. Can't necessarily blame them, even with, again, Cook certainly, you know, being a very good special running back.
Yeah, my ideal scenario here is, I'm all right. I won't be mad if they sign him to, you know, certainly not $15 million, but something in the 10 range, and keep the peace, right? Because they are in a Super Bowl window. The other players are paying attention and all that stuff, right? Like, I want everyone to be happy. But my ideal scenario is he comes in because he doesn't have any leverage and plays out the year, and they let him go get $15 million somewhere else if someone wants to give it to him, and then I draft a new guy.
Yeah. I mean, again, to see what Ray and Ty have done behind them, I mean, just to say that they couldn't use a day two pick next year and still get someone pretty darn good. So, again, nothing against Cook, but I do think it's something at the position where, you know, we have a very good running back. Certainly wouldn't exactly put him up in that Saquon, Derrick Henry, you know, top of the top tier. And if you aren't getting a true difference maker, that's where, you know, it would be a little bit tough. Because, again, so last year, I mean, those 18 touchdowns, I know several of them were of the long variety. I mean, he is a home run hitter out there. But I was just surprised not to see a little bit more in the receiving department. I mean, how many freaking touchdowns has this dude dropped over the last couple seasons? Man, the thing is, like, a lot of them are on those wheel routes downfield. And guess what? Not many running backs are good enough to get those targets and get that open to drop the ball in the first place. But, you know, if you would have told me, like, okay, James Cook is going to have this, you know, really good 2024 season, I would have assumed it was because he took a step forward as a receiver and just really took over the backfield. But he had 42 fewer touches in 2024 than he did in 2023. So good on the Bills, obviously scoring. You know, Bills have scored the most points in the league over the last 5 years. I'm not trying to say that they need to change anything they're doing, but really was just, you know, a wonky year, and surprising to see Cook actually, you know, perform better on a lesser workload.
Right. You mentioned that AFC Championship. I think of the, was it fourth down, Bulldog, the touchdown he scores where he gets stopped and
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spins and gets in the end zone in that
one,
game.
One hand propels himself, keeps himself off the ground. Mm. Ian, if they'd made the Super Bowl, there'd be a statue of that outside the new stadium.
Yeah, and won it. But like that game overall for Cook, 16 touches, 134 yards, two touchdowns, 33 snaps. He doesn't play half the snaps. And I don't love him. I don't even want to draft him in the fourth round this year. I don't know why. I don't know what my problem is. But just like the touchdown regression, it's not the holdout or the chance of a holdout. But like Breece Hall goes in the same range. I could get beat on that one. Because it's you're turning down quite a lot, aren't you? when you turn down that kind of production on less than half the snaps, maybe that goes up and all this other stuff goes up too in the fourth round.
He's almost like, I mean, it's a similar profile. I know they're completely different real life, you know, archetypes and talents, but he's almost like David Montgomery, just the way that he's so touchdown dependent, not giving you much in the pass game. But hey, at the end of the day, you still have a guy who's probably going to, again, lead the team in carries, and you're expecting a lot of touchdowns because the Bills certainly are going to be in that position plenty. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm not going out of my way for James Cook because I think once you actually start looking at the volume, why not wait a couple rounds to get someone like Joe Mixon or Alvin Kamara?
Is that Lily chiming in on Cook back there?
That is Deborah. She goes by Bruh, our miniature dachshund. So apologies. They get mad and I lock him out of the office. But, you know, can't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, this is compelling stuff. You can't blame a dog for wanting to join in on some of this.
Bruh is great. Ian, what do you think about the pass catchers here? We've spent some time, Wow, that's modest.
Every day.
Yeah, almost every minute. You know, going over it, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. Let's start with Kincaid. Where are you on him off of last year? There's a lot of injury talk to explain it away. Are you buying that?
I have a tough time with it. He's fine, but honestly, with Dawson Knox obviously commanding, you know, still as many snaps as he does, the things he does as a blocker. I mean, Kincaid needs to be exceptional in order for him to be this top 10 fantasy talent because he's just not really getting as much work. Now, you see some of the underlying stuff. He was actually still last year, I think, second in targets per out run, which is one of the more, you know, good advanced metrics we have to try to find breakout performers. So, yeah, maybe a little bit better health, you know, goes a long way. Certainly don't want to hold, you know, a very unfortunate drop or two against him too much. But I just think, again, in this offense in the last couple of years without, or just last year, I guess, without Stephon Diggs, really do seem content to just spread the ball around. And without Kincaid even having the full-time role, I haven't been going too far out of my way for the guy. You know, he's mid-tier, tight end two, going next to Jake Ferguson, Dallas Goedert. I'm not against mixing in some Kincaid, but not someone I'm exactly expecting to go for, you know, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. And I would say the same thing about Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. You know, I actually thought about bringing his name up to you, and then I decided not to. I do use your – when was it? Maybe ADP chasing recently. I do use your Kyle Pitts rookie season line about he had one touchdown. It was in London against a Jets defensive lineman. Do I have it?
No.
Right?
Well, guess what? Actually, I found this out today. Kyle Pitts scored one touchdown.
I saw this.
Second year he had two. Third year he had three. Last year he had four. So I'm telling you guys, by, you know, 2038 or something like that, we could really do
we could get paid off finally. Hold on to those dynasty shares. Do you have a favorite receiver here? So last year I'd go on stuff and Buffalo, right? So who's your favorite receiver? And I just had a terrible time with it. I think I probably invoked every name at least once, including Valdez Scantling. Like, oh, they guaranteed him some money. So
I remember you coming in here after a day where you did that on a show in the morning, and you just like, one of the first things we talked about was like, I actually said that on a show.
Yeah. I mentioned it was with FFPC, Terpoli, and I mentioned Claypool. He's like, cut him off. cut his mic. I don't know. I just didn't really like anybody else, and I'm kind of still there. Shakir is a pretty safe bet. I mean, he kind of is giving you the same year every time, and that's worth something. But is Elijah Moore maybe interesting to you even?
You know, Elijah's one of those guys where when I was just kind of going back on the Monday after a Sunday and watching all 22, trying to see what's going on with the passing games. I mean, you would see him still, you know, get some of these crispy routes going, just complete zero after the catch. You know, I don't even know if he was credited with breaking a tackle last season with Cleveland. Has had the triple-digit targets. Did a little bit more when we had, you know, Jamison Flacco under center, but I just struggle to get too excited about the guy. The MBS note is hilarious, and just by the way, isn't it weird how this dude starts his career with Aaron Rodgers, gets to play with Patrick Mahomes, and then goes to Buffalo with Josh Allen, but then lo and behold, it's Derek Carr and the Saints who finally get the most out of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So that was pretty funny to me, but if I had to put a chip on anyone ahead of this year, I would probably still have to lean with Keon Coleman. I just think that when you look at what he can be, no, I don't think he's going to be Stephon Diggs 2.0, but could he be like a better version of Gabe Davis? That's more what I'm thinking here. I mean, the yak ability was actually freaking awesome. Looking at next-gen stats, had him as number one in terms of getting, you know, yak over-expected. Only other wide receivers to rank first in that since like 2018. Debo, A.J. Brown, you know, Jalen Waddle, just one real stud after another. So when you combine that with, of course, his contested catch ability, Josh's willingness to just toss it up to him and double coverage, I do think he has, you know, those multiple potentially elite traits that has me invested in. But, you know, this time last year, I think I was talking to you guys, hyping up my dude Curtis Samuel.
Yep.
Maybe injury guys help him out a little bit. But, you know, hey, at least you guys do have a 5 or 6 deep. LaVisca Chenault's there, too. That one always gets me.
That's right. MVS in Seattle now, too. He's the opposite of, like, a DJ Moore or a Allen Robinson or somebody who always got the quarterback excuse. This guy's gotten like a list of Hall of Famers and, you know, just hasn't really gone that well.
It is, man. I was actually thinking through the Seattle. It kind of makes sense there because they have Kubiak coming from the Saints. And when Derek Carr was shredding the Cowboys and Panthers early on, I mean, it was those play action deep shots that Rashid Shaheed and Olave were just feasting on. Now you look at Seattle, Sam Darnold, his best part of his game is being able to, again, play action, clean pocket, and, you know, launch it downfield. I don't think Jackson Smith and Jigba or Cooper Kupp are going to be the guys, you know. Look at us, man. Now I'm hyping up MVS in the year 2025.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Against the Buckeye.
Yeah.
Running him up against JSN. Well, that's fine.
I feel like we kind of almost put you up to that to some extent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
If we wanted to talk Ohio State wide receivers the whole time with Ian, I mean, we could do it. Would you say that the best is yet to come, Smith?
Jeremiah is so special, man. It's ridiculous what that dude can do. Just one-handed catch every other week, seemingly, you know, just hearing the way, too, that they're just ultimate, like, you know, Abuka and some of these other guys are already talking about him just going into last season was, you know, just ridiculous hype. So, yeah, I do think Jeremiah Smith will be the best guy. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't want to, you know, hurt myself patting myself on the back, but I remember talking to you guys last year and actually saying that the hype for Marvin Harrison Jr. was a little bit too much, and I didn't think the difference between him and Neighbors was exactly what was being presented to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, certainly don't ask me about every fantasy take I've had over the years, but I will say at least in year one, you know, Marv certainly, you know, didn't make the most out of the opportunities.
How about Abuka in Tampa? That was an interesting pick.
Yeah. So with Abuka, man, he's good at everything. He just doesn't have that one elite skill, which is fine. I just struggle to think if Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are going to be healthy, where exactly all this volume is going to be for Emeka. I mean, it's a weird situation where he's Ohio State's career reception leader, even though he was never actually the number one wide receiver on any given team. So, yeah, you know, you play with Olave, Garrett Wilson, JSN, Marvin, Jeremiah, that sort of stuff is going to happen. Not exactly, you know, the worst thing, you know, for Abuka not being number one with those guys. But, again, just an offense where we have so many mouths to feed. And also, you know, if Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson are just these complete wunderkind, amazing scheme innovators, which, hey, they certainly have looked like that, maybe we should be, you know, downgrading the Lions and Tampa Bay a little bit more for losing them in the first place. So
yeah.
With Emeka, again, good real-life fit, I'm sure, you know, certainly makes Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense better. But in fantasy, you know, we need that ball thrown his way to get any points, and I'm just not confident we're going to see more than 60, 70 targets this year.
Ian, before we let you go, do you have a quick thought on the Chiefs and whether there's a big offensive year bounce back for Mahomes and the pass catchers there with Rashee Rice back, Worthy going into year two? Forgive me who I'm leaving out. Hollywood Brown is back. Kelsey's another year older. That's got to start to get scary at some point. But I'm wondering if you think that there's a like a vintage Mahomes year in there.
I don't know if we'll get back to, you know, the 50 touchdown 2018 heights or anything like that, but I do think that there's a chance that we at least see not one of the least explosive offenses in the league again. I mean, they really were just death by a thousand paper cuts last season, and hey, still got them within 60 minutes of winning the third straight Super Bowl. So it's one of those things where not going to complain too much, but I do think we see them at least, you know, get back to being a top 10 passing offense. Is that fair? Because, I mean, I know I was certainly riding high on the bounce back potential going into last year, and it was in large part because, you know, getting that year two Rashee Rice, drafting Worthy, and then adding Hollywood Brown, who, when he has stayed healthy, has been a really good receiver. But we never even got to see that pairing last year, with Hollywood going down before the season, Rashee Rice suddenly fire thanks to Mahomes in week four, and then Worthy, you know, really not coming on strong until the end of the year anyway. So I do think we'll see, you know, a bounce back of sorts. But, man, if there is ever a team that could have looked at someone like a Travion Henderson or tried to find, you know, some sort of explosive running back, thought it would have been the Chiefs, because Andy Reid just so good over the years of getting the most out of his RBs in the pass game. And just, again, they don't have anyone right now that really scares me. They don't have that, you know, versatile chess piece that, honestly, Buffalo seems to have several of. So, yeah, you know, one of these situations where still got Mahomes, you got Reed, they're going to be a tough out for anyone. Still kind of wish that we had just a bit more help, you know, on the outside and our running back in particular.
The Bills are a bunch of rooks or knights. Knights maybe is better in terms of, yeah, in chess parlance. Ian, thank you as always. And lastly, as a member of the extended family of the ship chasing team, how dare anyone think you would not spell Cordero Patterson's name correctly on the randomizer the other day? I mean, I had full confidence, and I was not disappointed.
Insulting, man. Absolutely insulting. So there's I remember when it was like 20, another Marquez Ball Scaling, you know, reference, but it was the first year him and Equanimeous St. Brown were in the league, like entering the league in the same year. And I remember like week 14 was the first time I spelled both their names right without needing to go to Google. What a moment that was.
I love that you still cherish it. Thank you, Ian, as always. Enjoy your summer.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Ian Harditz, Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. James Cook, what happens? 803-0550. Talk some Stanley Cup Finals as well. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Lines open now. We started talking about the stadium again and the sort of tricky nature of trying to plan ahead for the end when you don't know exactly when that'll be. I mean, a bad season's easy. January 4th. But we're not counting on that. Lines are open if you want to share your thoughts with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Just truthfully, guys, like, do you think that the Bills' win total would change at all this year if James Cook decided that he was taking the season off? And I would probably say no. I don't think it would. I don't think the point spreads would change hardly at all if you take him out of the picture. He's the best option, but just how reliant that position is on everyone else on the offense, I think that's probably where the Bills are thinking. Can't necessarily blame them, even with, again, Cook certainly, you know, being a very good special runner.
Our guest, Ian Harditz, just before on James Cook. No, I don't disagree with the win total budge. How many running backs would, by their absence, change, like, for real, your outlook on the season? I don't think it's zero. I think Barkley is one. I think Henry is one. They're great teams already, and they wouldn't plummet without those guys. But still, I think they rate highly enough. Maybe that's half a win. Maybe that's a win, even. I think McCaffrey would be another. I think maybe Genty would be one, even though he's a rookie.
I can't. I cannot allow that.
Uh-oh.
He looks great. I hope he's great. I'm even balking at Barkley and Henry myself, honestly. Like, I've said it before, and I don't know, maybe it's an idiotic thing to say. As great as Barkley was last year, I don't know how different the Eagles season is if they've got a running back who just, you know, goes for, I don't know, who somebody capable would probably go for 1,500 yards in that offense. I mean, Barkley was the long runs, the breakaway. There's a high end there. I recognize it. But the team is so good already. I just have a hard time believing any running back is like the driver, really. And you're not saying that either. It's just the win total. Would it be affected at all? I agree with Ian about the Bills. I guess I would need convincing that even the best guy. I feel like McCaffrey, maybe there's even more of a case because it did fall apart without him. And I just have a hard time believing the Eagles or the Ravens would fall apart without their running backs. Now, the Niners had more than just McCaffrey out. That also contributed to that. So it wasn't entirely just that. I just have a hard time with it. Because I'm conflicted about it because I like the talent. I want these guys to be irreplaceable, but I just don't think that they are.
No, I mean, I think you're saying a few different things. I don't think those teams would plummet or fall apart. I'm thinking more about the perception, and if the Eagles happen to lose Saquon Barkley to a season-ending injury in one of these mini-camp practices, and it's Will Shipley season, a lot of people are going to be negative toward that. I mean, will it end up being right? I'm more like you in that way, where I just think maybe not.
I definitely think people would react to it.
That's the win total.
Oh, well, that okay. Then maybe it does move then. But I don't know. I wouldn't think it would make that much of a difference.
Weren't the Ravens better 2 years ago with Gus Edwards?
I mean, they had a better
leading their backfield.
They had a better season.
They did have a better season. They were first in points allowed in the league.
Well, that helps.
I don't know. Last year, the defense struggled early, but then got good.
Yeah.
They were ninth in points allowed last year. Offensively, fourth to third.
It's one of these things, you're right to call me on saying too many, I'm saying different things. Because I'm tangled up about it. I don't like how I feel about it. Right, I mean, I've romanticized many times about people my age, our age, running backs were kings in football when we were kids. That was it wasn't just because it certainly is impacted by growing up here with O.J. Simpson being the superstar that he was on the Bills
for you,
for me. But I liked that about the sport and. Seeing it get to a point where I think the right thing to say is I don't want to pay my running back X amount of dollars. I just don't want to be in that business. I really believe that. But I don't like that I believe it. I wish I could lie. I wish I could just stick up for running backs. But I don't think it's the right thing to do. I felt this way for a very, very long time. It's not just all of the sudden here. I feel like we were ahead of the curve on this in this room.
You were ahead of me.
I just never wanted it to be a position of priority. And the Bills, boy, in the height of the drought, it was such a priority for them. C.J. Spiller and Marshawn Lynch and Willis McGahee and what am I doing here? What am I doing here? So. I don't know, man. Adrian Peterson's one of the best running backs who ever lived. And that team didn't come close to winning anything, really, until Brett Favre got there.
There are many examples.
So, I don't know. I just don't.
It's just.
I don't like how I feel about it.
I think mostly we've been like-minded. There are times when you or I think maybe it's gone too far. And I'm at one of those times when it comes to Philadelphia. I don't think the Giants should have paid Barkley. I don't blame the Giants for what they did. They got mocked for it, but they probably did the right thing. Just what do we need him for, right? How many games did the Giants win with Barkley? But he had an incredible season on a great team, and it's a little much for me to think that just anybody could have done it. Or come close enough to it where basically the Eagles are the same. Some teams will have a number two guy where you can maybe picture it. Will Shipley is just it's not that. And right now he's that for Philadelphia. So I do like Davis here. Like, I kind of want to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not rooting against, you know, the piece being capped, as you put it, with Ian. But I kind of want to see what it is if he does stay away. Because I really don't think he's a player where it should mean a lot. I think it can upset a football team, though, in other ways. Whether that's just the offensive coordinator and the game plan each week. If he doesn't have the same level of trust in the backup. That could happen from an injury, too. But if somehow Cook stays away, then you could have that. And you could get some discord from this kind of thing.
I even mentioned it to Ian there while we were talking about it. That is the, I don't want to say it's the only, it's the biggest concern I have about the whole situation is whether the piece will be capped, whether guys on the team will feel like at all slighted by the Bills not figuring out a way to, if it came to that. I mean, I guess it could even happen, though, like if Cook shows up and he is at all different personally because of what's happening, guys might feel like the Bills, you know, guys on the team could feel like, hey, we screwed up. You know, we should have got this right. This is an opportunity. These things are, they don't come around. We shouldn't take for granted that we've got an opportunity to win the Super Bowl this year. What are we doing? Quibbling about some millions of dollars. Like, you should be able to figure it out. You figured out everybody else. Figure this out. But I mean, I still would balk at the big dollars for him. So, but I don't think the players would feel that way at all. The players, I think, want everybody to get paid.
You mentioned OJ. There have been 14 seasons in Bills history where a player has rushed for at least 10 touchdowns. And four of those players have two of the 14 seasons. OJ is one. You want to guess the others?
How many touchdowns are we talking about again?
10 or more.
10 or more.
Rushing only.
And there are 14 such seasons, you said, and two...
Four guys have done it twice.
Four guys have done it twice.
And OJ is one.
Okay. I'll say Thurman.
No.
All right, I'm out. Read the list. I don't want to play your game anymore. No.
He had one. He had one.
Yeah.
Was it be 93? 1990. 11 rushing touchdowns in 1990. No. Cookie Gilchrist, 62-3 back-to-back. The prior to the championship years, he wasn't on the second team, right? The 65 team?
I don't believe so.
62-63, Gilchrist had double-digit touchdown runs. O.J. Simpson, Travis Henry did it twice. Also back-to-back, 02-03. And Josh Allen, also back-to-back the last 2 years. He had 16. No, he had 15 in 2023. Cook had 16 last year. Allen had 15 2 years ago and then 12. Mm-hmm. It's June. It's one of these topics that is always brought up. Not all the time. It's not wide receiver. It's not every day. But are we yet to, not that the Bills didn't get there themselves a couple of years ago, but a point in time where the Bills will want to hold him back, Allen, running? That's a question. It's a question every year.
Yeah,
yeah. Today is his 30th, June 4th.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. We're not there. And I don't know if I'll be inclined to want to get there or think that they will get there without A, him just slowing down naturally because he's older. You know, he's going to be 30 next year. So when he's 33, is he still the force athletically that he is right now? even is he, you know, is he even the force athletically right now that he was 3 years ago? Like, I don't know. I guess we won't know until the season begins. But somewhere here along the way, that is not going to look like it has looked. And then I think he'll just have to realize, I got to stop doing this as often. And they would probably want to discourage him from doing it as often. Or something terrible happens to him. And that's why I would fear, like, the Bills and me are maybe the same. Yeah, this is great. This is great. This is great. Oh, no.
What else is in the news, Robin?
Don't do that anymore. Like, that's it. That's the end of that.
How dare you.
So I wouldn't, I'm not ready for it yet. And I wouldn't anticipate that they are.
14 double-digit rushing touchdown seasons. We told you the four Bills who have two each. There are six others. Cook, McCoy, Riddick, Rob Riddick in 88. They were all dives over the pile from the one. Willis McGahee, Thurman Thomas, Joe Cribbs. One time each. 10 or more rushing touchdowns. OJ and Cook last year, have the record with 16. OJ had, that's 75, not 73. 73, he had 12, the 2,000 yards. But in 75, 75 is awesome. 16 rushing touchdowns, 7 receiving. You're on that level now. You're on like the McCaffrey plus level that season. And that team like was great offensively. I would have liked to live through that season, like, consciously, 75. I feel like 74, they're in the playoffs. 75 Bills come out, like, they won their first few games. There's that Monday night game against the Giants at home that they lose when somebody's on the tightrope.
Is that 75? I don't remember. Yeah.
And that must have felt like a waste. One of these seasons that...
Yeah.
Tell Sneaky Joe. He can ask if Allen would have gotten them to the AFC Championship game that year.
75. They lost the playoff game in Pittsburgh. Didn't they win in Pittsburgh early in 75?
Yes. Yeah.
That was
a big
highlight of that season.
Week 2?
Yeah.
Was it? And the OJ run around the right end down the sideline where, like, all the Steelers look like they're just
not even playing
in lead suits.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. Your calls are welcome. This is WGR. I felt like what I said about Joe and the 1975 Bills sounded like a shot. Far be it from me, and I would never mean it as one, to criticize him or Jeremy for, like, topic ideas. It's hard. And those were good. I was definitely not criticizing. Joe was listening. And I just jokingly said, because they did this topic yesterday, which of the drought teams would Josh Allen have taken to the AFC Championship game? I said earlier, it's, I don't know, something how the AFC Championship is the framework. It's as far as the Bills have gotten, I think, is why, but still. So we talked about that. And then just before, mentioning the 75 Bills, like, what would that, what, where, how far could they have gone with Allen? And Joe makes the right point, I think. No way in 1975 is Josh Allen a quarterback.
Right. He's probably a linebacker.
He probably is a linebacker, yeah, or an edge rusher
or
something.
Tight end, maybe, I don't know.
How big are the running backs? 6'5"? I mean, he's not a running, no running back is that tall.
No.
He's not a receiver. Maybe he's in the NBA. I don't know what he is in 1975. Yeah. But probably not a quarterback, yeah, probably. Steve is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of hop on the James Cook conversation. The thing I'm just most curious about is, you know, what is it going to be okay to pay him? I think offensively, you know, he is the only real speed guy that this team has. And, you know, going over stuff I've heard on some of the other programs on the station is that Cook is low miles from college, and he hasn't had, you know, the snap count is very low for him, and it seems like he's just about probably to get into his prime. And, you know, if we're talking about $3 million, you know, whether it's 11 or 14 million, with how much the cap is going to go up, especially with this 18th game that's going to be coming in the next 3 or 4 years, what is the big deal to just not give this guy a contract or have, you know, some type of incentives in there where it's like, you know, they win the Super Bowl, here's an extra million or whatever. I just feel like they need to get the deal done.
I hear you. My ideal contract for him is the one he's got. And I don't mean to be, you signed the contract, so live up to it, guy. But I guess in this case, that's what I end up being. I don't want to be that mean about it. I really don't want them to sign him to an extension. I appreciate the low miles point. But I don't think that has to correlate. It certainly should not correlate to you can use him more than you have. It might be a point worth making that he should be good for another 2, 3, 4 years because he hasn't, you know, carried the ball a lot. He hasn't been hit as much as maybe some guys have who played full-time in college and then full-time roles even when they got to the NFL, although that's getting rarer and rarer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe, but sure, the cap always goes up. But you know what happens when the cap always goes up? The edge rushers get paid more, and the corners get paid more, and the receivers get paid more, and the quarterbacks get paid more. And I know, oh, I can afford anything, but I don't want to be anchored by a $14 or $15 million running back contract when I've got Josh Allen as my quarterback. I feel a little bit, I know everybody,
Giants.
You said it earlier, you make fun of the Giants all day long. They had the wrong $40 million quarterback to make the point with, but theoretically, it is correct to me.
Well, we'll break here and probably talk about this some more and maybe say a lot of the same things both. But there's all of that, but then there's the price of the tension, his absence is the price of all that, and that isn't zero. I think the Bills should be prepared to do something for him and not risk having him feel really negatively toward this whole thing, because the Bills wouldn't even negotiate with him. Like that I can't expect. I don't expect that to be the case, and I would not advocate for it. There are limits, though. 803-0550, we can get back into it. Thank you, Steve. Join us if you want by calling in. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.